Now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Help, Bubble!
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
I was talking last week about summer being the season when the parks fill up with tiny people having fun, running around, playing on the playgrounds, and it's so nice to see that. And then I went to the mall, and the mall is absolutely packed with teenage people wandering around staring at their phones. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, don't these people have jobs? And the answer is, of course, no, they don't have jobs because there aren't any jobs anymore. When I was a kid, I waited tables. I pumped gas. Not a lot of jobs like that anymore. So get out once in a while, kids. Get out into the sunshine. Sorry that there's no jobs. Maybe babysitting? I don't know. Anyway, I'll be spending more time in the park myself, and I will be taking along my podcast, which is so portable. We are going to start off this hour with Damien Dempsey and the classic Rocky Road to Dublin.
Wasn't a merry month of June, the first from home we started, left the girls at home, all sad and broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, I drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to sputter, then off to reap the corn, lay where I was born, put the stout black torn, the banished ghost, plunk up and re-bank, new pair of frogs, rattled over the bogs, lightened all the dogs, over the rocky road, the Dublin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, on the hair, turn her down the rocky road, and all the ways, the Dublin mark. For Lolita. In Mullingar at night I rested, limbs saw where he started by daylight, next morning bright, and there he took a drop of the pure, kept me heart from sinking, that the paddy's cure, every son for drinking to see the lassie smile, laughing all the while, at me curious style, what's at your heart, the bubbling asked me, was I hired, wages I required, the lie was nearly tired, of the rocky road, the Dublin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, on the hair, turn her down the rocky road, and all the ways, the Dublin mark for Lolita. In Dublin extra lire I thought it'd be a pity to be so soon the bride of you but bad for city. So then I took a stroll all among the quality bundle it was stole. In the neat locality something crossed me mind, when I looked behind a bundle could I find upon me stick a bubble and quirt and under the rogue said my comic brogue wasn't much in vogue. Up on the rocky road the Dublin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the hair, turn her down the rocky road and all the ways the Dublin back for the from there I got the way, me spirits never fail, and landed on the quay just as the ship was sailing. Captain asked me roar, said the no room paddy, when I jumped aboard a cabin bound for paddy. Down among the pigs laid some hearty pigs and some hearty jigs, the water round me bubbling men and its holly head, wish myself was dead, I bet the fire instead. Up on the rocky road the Dublin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the hair, turn her down the rocky road and all the ways to Dublin back for Lolita. At Liverpool, when we safely landed, called myself a fool, I could no longer stand, the blood began to boil, temper I was losing, poor old Ireland's isle, they began abusing their army, so the size and lately I let fly, far away boys were by, sorry was a hobbling with the love of the ray, joined it into your play, quickly cleared the way, for the rocky road, the Dublin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, on the head, run her down the rocky road, and all the ways, the Dublin mark for Lolita. Up the hair, turn her down a rocky road, and all the ways to Dublin, white for Lolita.
That was cleaner.
We started off with the Rocky Road to Dublin and Damien Dempsey, then Doolin, the French band that honors Irish traditional music, and The Road to Glen Tan. That's from their self-titled album. Now here's the Town Pants, and they're headed out too, the long way back.
Thank you. I'm saying.
Surely you must be listening to another Celtic soundcheck. Check, check, check.
The best in Celtic music. Best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm going to kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
Discover the Scandinavian String Alliance. This touring project features the Pan-Scandinavian violin trio Fru Skagerrak and the Danish violin and guitar duo Christian Bugge and Martin Alfred Hoyrup. The two acts also join forces as part of their repertoire of old Scandinavian drinking songs and beautiful love songs, combined with some great traditional dance music and catchy new tunes. See them at the St. James Hall on July 15th, a Rogue Folk presentation. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts bi-monthly. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to celtic-connection.com. And stay connected with us at our websites, worldbeatcanada.com, where you find news, reviews, and interviews, and the Celt in a Twist Facebook page, where you find a playlist for today's songs. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Libère.
bluegrass from their album Haven and Annabelle's Canon. Before that, another trio, Vishton, this time from Acadia, and El Trompette. Now here's the Dropkick Murphys and the legend of Finn McCool.
Hey, this is Tim Brennan with the Dropkick Murphys, and you've got your Celt in the Twist with Patricia Fraser.
Spot. Well, may your heart go bolder, like an ironclad brigade, said this leader to his outnumbered lot. For this mighty soldier, and even more he waits, all his troops lessons learned from battle spot. Well, may your heart go bolder, like an ironclad brigade, said this leader to his outnumbered
working.
Shannon and the Shifting Summer Sands. Try saying that about 8 times quickly. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist. You know, there's a universal experience, which is when you park your car and you pay for your time on the meter, and then you come back much earlier than you expected, and you've still got like half an hour left on the meter. Just, it's so annoying. Well, Yoko Pono really understands that feeling, and has written a beautiful song about it, The Prepaid Meter Blues.
The wee shop is shut till the morning's morning. Pro vibe.
Producer Ian Copeland. That's Yoko Pono and Prepaid Meter Blues. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist. We do promise more great Celtic coming up, including a chance to step up. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Yeah. Wat moet er verder gezien? Aan de liaak hem lief.
Ga niet.
Ach, zit er een aarst. Zichtig, bruilig. En dan gaat hij. Zijn er wat de hoekrussen. En dan.
Yeah.
Belfast banjo players Stevie Dunn and Bolly's Road. Before that, the Afro-Celt Sound System and Step Up.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Celt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic Play of the Day.
Our Cosmic Celtic Play for today is The Weight of Things by The Gloaming. But first, this thought to ponder from George Herbert. None knows the weight of another's burden.
Mavach under the vocaling Sifik Jordine Birch of Fitzgerald's Park, Gusmishanisha Tree. Armach and Rain Argo Vach and Mach and the Hatton Lusser the Gori. Mavach and his two the moon per her fagne, me mach and Sigus Ligus Iri. Vach and fein ar ardis riv o halav ach an tuch ur adalav de vach and bio de vach and maro mach an avokal agairi sig chicha madhering maravach shki hain skuin ali traum vach and warn li to vach and die diddle dee mach and lor fain ye fee na gwi mi mach and chyol da ho hon tua sa chahil mach and da viol da higlir da lupi ege Lean a hurt on the wing, like a drinking. ni machen doch luin kmat tun lkhod lerinki to wachen kurpagus tu iglios kan klar tri hagus tri la machen in schkevre de hule gsi de glechert on de hau machen en duel te head alone machen en ankere agus se grammu gedacht on a ton bruch hau machen en ruhn ach reven shelter an ismo machen en roh ron roh du askel glech an vashen at machen en varahal a dog a chiaun in a rochlig on roh
thinking. You're thinking, gosh, that sounds like Jarle O'Leonard singing. And it is. He is part of the Gloaming. And that was The Weight of Things. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. Don't go anywhere. Lots of great Celtic coming up yet. I'm Patricia Fraser.
This is just a little story, but the truth I'm going to tell, all about a cunning cobbler who in Yeovil town did dwell, and a jolly butcher with a beautiful wife. The cobbler loved her dearly, just as dearly as his life. One day the butcher went the market to buy himself an ox, and then the cunning cobbler, as sly as any fox, he put on his Sunday coat, a coat, and he did go off to see the butcher's wife because he loved her so. And when the cobbler came into the butcher shop, the butcher's wife knew what he meant and she asked him for to stop. Oh, he says, me darling, have you got a job for me? The butcher's wife says, so she says, I'll go upstairs and see. So the butcher's wife went up the stairs and she gave the snob a call. I have got an easy job for you if you have brought your all. And if you do with workmen like some cash to you, I'll pay. Why, thank you, says the cobbler, and he began to stitch away. Fal-de-rol-de-dido, fal-de-rol-de-day. Fal-de-rol-de-dido, fal-de-rol-de-day. Fal-de-rol-de-dido, fal-de-rol-de-day. Fal-de-rol-de-dido, fal-de-rol-de-day. When the cobbler was at work, a knock came on the door. The cobbler scrambled under the bed and he hid up on the floor. Oh, he says, me darling, what will your husband say? But then she let the policeman in along with her to play. The cobbler lay there trembling, far too terrified to move. The policeman says, me dear, oh, me darling, oh, me love. The cobbler, he was thinking, well, how he loves his wife. He thought the old bed might collapse and take away his life. The butcher come from market in the middle of the night. The policeman, he jumped out of bed and he soon got out of sight. The butcher's wife's so nimbly, she locked the bedroom door and quite forgot about the cobbler lying on the floor. Then the butcher got a surprise when he climbed into his bed. Something here is very hard, the butcher smiled and said. She says, it is me rolling pin which made the butcher laugh. How long have you been rolling dough with a policeman's staff? Fal-de-rol-de-di-doh, fal-de-rol-de-day. Fal-de-rol-de-di-doh, fal-de-rol-de-day. Fal-de-rol-de-di-doh, fal-de-rol-de-day. Fal-de-rol-de-di-doh, fal-de-rol-de-day. So the butcher threw the truncheon underneath the bed, and there it smashed the piddle pot and it cracked the cobbler's head. The cobbler cried out, mercy, says the butcher, who are you? Oh, I am a little cobbler who goes mending ladies' shoes. Well, if you are the cobbler, then come along with me. I will pay you for your mending before I set you free. He locked him in the bullpen and the bull began to roar. The butcher laughed to see him as he rolled him over and over. In the morning, just as people were about, the butcher smeared his face with blood and then he turned him out. He pinned a note upon his back and on it was the news. This cobbler to the bedroom goes to mend the lady's shoes. And the people all were laughing just to see the cobbler run. His coat and breeches were so torn you could clearly see his bum. He run home into his wife, she locked and barred the door, saying that'll teach you not to go out and mending anymore. Fal-de-rol-de-di-doh, fal-de-rol-de-day. Fal-de-rol-de-di-doh, fal-de-rol-de-day. Fal-de-rol-de-di-doh, fal-de-rol-de-day. Fal-de-rol-de-di-doh, fal-de-rol-de-day.
Artists Tim Redman and Jenny Bice and The Cobbler and the Butcher, which was written by a Somerset folk singer, Chris Foster. Thanks so much for joining us today on Celt in a Twist. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopirate Communications. Our producer is Cal Cote. We have one last tune, and it's One Last Shot by the Mahones. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Hi, this is Finney McConnell from the Mahones, and you're listening to the best in Celtic music on Celt in a Twist with your host, Patricia Fraser.
You one last drink.
Communications.